Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first lesson for today is recorded in the book of the prophet Isaiah. We read there in the 65th chapter, verses 17 to 25. Our God says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as in the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord." This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose sacrifice we are, saints, triumphant, even as we continue to fight against sin and its consequences here on earth. Who doesn't like to reminisce about the old days? The old days, remember, when we were poor but happy. The old days in high school when we were popular and good athletes and good singers and didn't have any angst or worries at all. To remember the old days when we were young and single and we were free and unencumbered and our pockets constantly lined with money. Who doesn't like to remember the old days? In retrospect, those memories of the old days that lie so close to the surface of our memories are not always quite exactly as we recalled them. Recollection can be downright wrong. Think back to the Egyptians, or rather to the Israelites out there in the desert, remembering the good old days back in Egypt when they were slaves making bricks with no straw. What about the recollection of those Jews who came to Jesus as he was teaching them about true freedom in him? And they said, "We're Abraham's children. We've never been slaves of anyone." Even as Roman soldiers walk through the streets of Jerusalem. Dear friends, forget the old days. Enjoy today. Enjoy today as a redeemed child of God, as a saint, holy in the blood of Christ. Enjoy today. As on this Saints Triumphant Sunday, we think about the timeless today of heaven. The day of ultimate and complete perfection and joy and timelessness. That will be a today for us to enjoy forever and ever. There will be no sense of loss or sadness. There'll be no false memories. No memories to take away our joy in any way as we spend our eternity with one another face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus. The Lord today calls our hearts and our minds in this prophetic utterance of Isaiah to do just what I suggested, to say farewell to the old days. The former things will not be remembered. God will create new heavens and a new earth. And these two things are tied intimately together. Our Lord God gave to the prophet Isaiah that prophetic vision of two things. First of all, he gave Isaiah and tells Isaiah about the day of the New Testament church that would begin with the fulfillment of his Old Testament prophecies by the birth of the Savior of the world in Bethlehem. Those promises that God began in Eden and carried on for thousands of years would now come to pass in the today that you and I are living, the New Testament era of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That day would come at the Savior's birth, the genesis of the New Testament era, and will end with the second part of the prophecy, and that is the second coming of Jesus, Judgment Day, when saints triumphant will come from this earth to join them in heaven to rule after the destruction of this world. In that day, there will be no remembrance of the old days, and God is going to create new heavens and a new earth. In both of those times, in the times we're living now and in heaven, there will be no remembrance of former things. You're probably wondering and asking yourself, now wait a minute, how can that be? I remember many of the sins I committed in my youth when I did not obey God's commandments and I didn't love God and I didn't love my neighbor. I can remember the death of a baby or a young child before that child reached an age where we think it should. I remember my parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles who died very young in their lives. They didn't really reach that age that we could expect them to reach. And I think back, I can remember a lot of injustices that were brought against me. I can remember a lot of times when I labored hard for things and someone who had no right to them took them away from me or claimed to have a right to them. And who can forget Jerusalem? No longer the hope and the glory of God, filled with two heathen nations who have been at each other's throats and have been warring against each other for thousands and thousands of years. You know, King Solomon remembered the old days, and he was right that they were all vanity, that they were all meaningless. But it is in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that we have in his blood that enables us to not remember our sinful natures when we were conceived and born in our mother's wombs. We don't remember when we were like that because we were washed clean in the blood of Christ in our holy baptisms. We don't remember the sins of our youth because God has wiped them clean with the blood of his Son. And he doesn't remember them anymore. So I don't remember them anymore. Sure, I've experienced injustice and people abusing me. And I've mourned at the death of children and adults. But I don't remember that now in horror. I don't remember that with a seething anger in my heart that must seek revenge for what they did. Because God has given me His forgiving love in Jesus Christ, my Savior, and now I give my forgiving love to those who sin against me. So in a very real way, as members of the New Testament Church, the Holy Christian Church, the Communion of Saints, called by God, still in the church militant, still in the church fighting, we are already triumphant. We are triumphant over sin and its guilt and its consequences and its temptations. Because God has established His kingdom in the sending of His Son to become a man to offer His holy life into death on Calvary's cross. From Eden across the centuries to Calvary, God had wiped from His mind everything that we have done against Him in the past. And so we forget the past. We forget the old days. And we live today in that forgiveness. We live in that day of God's grace and mercy that is ours in Jesus. That is ours, as you see in your bulletin this morning, under the banner of that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You and I have not yet achieved or received the full redemption that comes with our salvation. And that is the second day that the Lord showed through Isaiah. And because of the first, because of the New Testament church and the forgiveness and life that we have in it, we eagerly look forward to and place ourselves in the church triumphant, though we are not there yet. Many of you know that about a year ago, we began the custom of when a member died, we transferred them officially from Bethlehem into the church triumphant. It's really one church, just like when we just transferred yesterday the Mansons to Zion Lutheran Church in Columbus, Wisconsin. It's one big church, and we're a part of it. There's one church now here on earth and in heaven. And today is about that day and that hope when we saints will be triumphant with those who are already there in heaven. We bid farewell to the old days of our own sins and the consequences of those sins in the forgiveness we have in Christ. We continue to fight, waiting eagerly for the day that God told Isaiah about and showed him here. This will be a day of the fullest measure of joy and peace and permanence in the new heavens and on the new earth. The Bible speaks in several places about the destruction of this universe and this earth as we know it, and a recreation or a creation of new heavens and a new earth that will be the dwelling place of all believers in Christ, both in body and in soul. And on that new earth, there will be a new Jerusalem. And this Jerusalem will be a joy and a delight to God, because it will not be the homeland or the holy land of heathen religions, but will be the eternal dwelling place of all who put their trust in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of all who acknowledge their sins to God and acknowledge that there's nothing we can do to have those sins taken away, nor need to do, because our Savior has already done that for us. Now, rather than spend a lot of time this morning conjecturing about what the new heavens and the new earth might be like while we are there, we do better to simply listen to the way and think about the way God describes it. The former things will not be remembered. This time, completely, purely, totally, they won't be part of the remembrance of our lives that we can't really erase, even as we forget those days, as I have mentioned. The New Jerusalem will be the radiant capital of that heavenly kingdom, and the sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more. No enemy will be able to storm her gates. No enemy will be able to kill the population or knock down her walls or to shed any blood. Babies will no longer die in the womb or by abortion. They will not die because of illness or accident after living only a few days. Those who are of a certain age will not die before the age that we think that they should live. And God uses a comparison. It will be as if somebody who was 100 was a young person. There's not going to be any age in heaven. There is no time or age in heaven. We're going to have the bodies we have, but just exactly how that's going to be, we don't know. Nothing will be able to rob us of anything we have in heaven. And Isaiah compares our days in heaven to a tree. Now that might not seem like that great of a comparison when you look out our windows. But if you lived in Jerusalem, if you lived in Palestine, when you saw a tree, you were really seeing something. You were seeing something that was strong, something that would persevere, something that had withstood the harshest of elements. And so when God says that it will be in heaven, the days in heaven will be like the days of a tree, that's a nice way of saying that's going to be permanent. You're going to be strong, and nothing's going to be able to get to you. Nothing's going to be able to cut you down or destroy you. You are going to be... Think of those giant redwoods in California who have endured years and years and years of the elements. In the new heavens and the new earth, we will labor for the Lord, and it will not be in vain. We will enjoy the work of our hands. Our children will not be doomed to misfortune. That day will be as we have it now already in a foretaste in our prayers. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. As members of the New Testament church, you and I are living in the foretaste of heaven. We are before the throne of God. We are gathered together with our fellow believers. We are hearing God's word and singing his praises. We don't remember our sins or their consequences or their guilt or all the things we've had to go through in life living in a sinful world because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That is all a foretaste. That is all a prelude to the perfection of those things in heaven. Now, believe it or not, Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming. They're going to be here pretty soon. And there's going to be a lot of baking and candy making. And when a person does that, when you add flavor, I think this is right. Looking at Audrey. I think this is right. You only put one or two drops in the mix. And sometimes there's even some things in there that shouldn't be that fall in and make it a little bitter. That make it not quite what it should be. Well, think of life as a Christian in the church today like that. You and I, God has given us those drops of joy and peace and celebration and prosperity and the forgiveness we have in the blood of Christ. And yet in this life are mixed some things that are bitter and make it not perfect, not quite what it should be. Well, on the last day, that's going to all change. God's going to dump in the whole bottle of that flavor. And it's going to be strong, and it's going to be concentrated, and it's going to be overpowering with goodness. And none of the bitterness, none of the things that shouldn't be there are going to be there. And you and I are going to enjoy that eternity in that full flavor of our forgiveness and salvation that we have in our Lord Jesus. We're going to have to wait until the trumpet sounds and Christ the King returns in glory to have the wolf and the lamb feed together, and the lion will eat straw with the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. But we don't have to wait to be saints living in the kingdom of God. We live in that kingdom under the banner of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. One day soon, He will come again in that final action begun in Eden and completed on a cross outside the old Jerusalem. And in the new Jerusalem, we won't build houses and other people live in them. We won't plant vineyards, and other people eat their fruits. So, farewell, old days. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen.